The Ramos Gin Fizz is up next. It is arguably the quintessential New Orleans drink, perhaps even more so than the Sazerac. The Sazerac was basically an improved whiskey cocktail. The Ramos Gin Fizz is sui generis. It's really a unique drink, and it came out of New Orleans with a pretty precise history. The guy who created it, this guy's name was Henry Charles Ramos. Well, everyone called him Carl. And he had gave an interview before he died about the creating it and making it, and gave the recipe. It's one of those drinks that's managed to live on. Also one of the only drinks that's named after a bartender. So any bartender who's looking for a leap into immortality can take some inspiration from Carl Ramos. It is a frothy, light, ethereal drink. It's good in winter, it's good in summer. It's just a great one. It's just with gin, simple syrup, cream, lemon juice, lime juice, egg white, and some flower water that gives it this nice floral aroma. It's a complicated drink to make in that all those ingredients are really hard to get to work together. If you put citrus and milk together, you're going to get curdling. You've got the egg white you've got to beat in there. So it required a lot of time and a lot of effort with a shaker. It was under Ramos at the Imperial Cabinet Saloon, which he had in the 1880s over in what's today the Central Business District of New Orleans. He had one shaker boy for each of the six bartenders that worked there, and their job was just to do the shaking once the shaker had been charged and was ready to go.
And in 1915 Mardi Gras, there were 35 shaker boys behind the bar, and they were still unable to keep up with the demand. It's a fantastic drink. It stood the test of time. It's as good today as people said it was back then. Not always the case with a lot of drinks that seemed great when they came out and then were surpassed.
One thing it's not a great drink for is to make friends with your bartender if it's a crowded night. Yeah. It's 3 deep. Do not order a Ramos Gin Fizz. It's a lot of labor to make it well. The place that we recommend going to try it out is at Peychaud's. Peychaud's is a new bar named after another venerable character like Carl Ramos, which was Antoine Amédée Peychaud, who invented Peychaud's bitters, also credited falsely for inventing the cocktail.
Yeah, and Peychaud's may be a new bar, but it's got an old soul. You really feel the quintessence of the Vieux Carré when you're in Peychaud's. There are no stools at the bar. It's a stand-up bar, very old school. And again, there's a lovely patio that takes you back to the 19th century on a nice day.
Yeah, and that opened in 2021. It's part of the Cure group that also has Cannon Table and Cure uptown. Well worth a stop. If you haven't had a Ramos Gin Fizz before, leave some time to have it made and leave some time to enjoy it.